You're listening to SBS News.
Important security message. Your computer has been locked up.
When Pauline Nichols was searching for pet insurance on her computer, she received a message on her screen telling her there was a problem. So she called the number that came up.
Thank you for calling support. How can I help you?
I've just had a flash up on my computer from Windows.
Oh, so seems like that there are some bad virus running on your computer.
But it was a scam run from an office in India. Ms. Nichols ended up paying around £400 to the fraudsters for a problem that didn't exist in the first place. Victims are told to call Microsoft, but the number provided actually directed them to the call centre in India. Operators then ask for money to repair the non-existent problem. The BBC's flagship current affairs programme Panorama uncovered the illegal call centre after they were given secret recordings by an online vigilante who has hacked into dozens of illegal call centres in India. He goes by the name of Jim Browning.
My real name isn't my YouTube name, so I try to keep myself safe that way. But I'm disrupting criminal organisations, and some of those organisations can literally make millions of US dollars per month.
Mr. Browning has a map of India with dots all over it, each dot representing a fake call centre that he had traced. He records some of his calls with the scammers as he tries to catch them out. In this one, the man falsely claims to be in San Jose in California.
Are you in San Jose or not?
Definitely, sir.
But the call centre operator doesn't know that Mr. Browning has been able to hack into the call centre's closed-circuit TV system. He can see everything the worker in India is doing, including Googling for restaurant ideas.
Can you name me one restaurant in San Jose without looking at Google?
Why should I tell you these questions, sir?
Well, I bet you're looking at Google right now.
I'm not doing that, sir.
The call centre is actually in the suburbs of Delhi. It makes well over $500,000 Australian dollars a month. The ACCC estimates that Australians lose more than $500 million a year to scams like this. The owner of the Delhi call centre denies it's a scam, but the BBC's investigation obtained the recordings of 70,000 calls, which show customers are being cheated.
So how much do you have on your card?
I've got about 90 quid.
You only have 90 pounds?
Yeah.
But the payment is for £150.
I was going to use £150 to buy some shopping with today.
Footage obtained by Mr. Browning shows the fraudsters laughing at their victims. In 2018, SBS reported on an identical scam run from India after Delhi's police cybercrime unit rounded up 50 suspects after complaints were filed by the real Microsoft company. But Mr. Browning says when that happens, the fraudsters simply change buildings and carry on as before. India's call centre business is one that many people rely on, but there's also a dark side, which is heard, but rarely seen. The ACCC has set up a website with advice on how to avoid becoming a victim at scamwatch.gov.au. Alan Lee, SBS News.